Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to be,
got to my soul.
You got to be,
you got control.
You got to be,
you got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to be,
you got to me, girl.
You got to be.
All right, come on now.
You got to be.
Say you got to me now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Palestinian representative to the UN broke down in tears today, describing the deaths of more than 1,000 children in Gaza since Israeli airstrikes resumed in March.
I have grandchildren. I know what they mean to their families. And to see the situation of the Palestinians without us having hearts to do something is beyond the ability of any normal human being to tolerate.
Israel says it killed a top Hamas leader today in one of the strikes, Mohammed Sinwar, whose brother was killed by Israel last year. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports it may or may not have an impact on the ceasefire negotiations.
He was thought to be a hardliner opposed to a ceasefire, so some analysts are thinking this may allow Hamas to be more open to a deal to release hostages, 23 of which are thought to be alive, and maybe even a truce that would allow some negotiating room, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
President Trump said today he's told Israel's prime minister not to launch an attack on Iran because nuclear talks are showing promise.
I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment.
Trump also insisted progress can be made in his efforts to end the war in Ukraine. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
Right now, the Kremlin is clearly under pressure to show some level of good faith in engaging in negotiations and moving them forward, because stoking the ire of President Trump isn't something that they can do indefinitely. He's definitely increasingly floating the specter of sanctions, and that remains real.
Alexander Tin reports on the latest warning about measles for travelers.
The CDC now says that Americans who are unable to get up to date on their measles vaccinations should, quote, consider postponing their trip, as the agency says cases of the highly contagious virus are on the rise worldwide and are now infecting more international travelers.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants new limits on prescription drug ads. He's also accusing medical journals of cooperating with the pharmaceutical industry, and he's threatening to bar government scientists from publishing in them. Matt Piper reports a judge has ordered a Russian scientist released by immigration officials.
The Harvard University researcher has been dealing with a charge of smuggling frog embryos into the U.S. She was stopped and detained in February after passing through a checkpoint at Boston's Logan Airport. The court heard from several witnesses, including a doctor who said the frog samples were inert and non-hazardous.
Her colleagues testified she was studying cures for cancer. On Wall Street, the Dow was off 244 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Sturtevant Police Chief Sean Marshke is retiring. He'll be done next week after 33 years in law enforcement, including 18 years as chief. In a statement, he thanked his team and called it an honor to serve the community. A fire at Hometown Meats in Kenosha was quickly put out this morning. It probably helped that the butcher shop on 60th Street is right next door to a fire station. The store did have to close early. The shop reports everyone is safe and that they'll reopen tomorrow. A kitchen fire on Carlisle Avenue in Racine was quickly contained yesterday. Fire crews rescued a pet and limited damage to the kitchen. The person living there got out safely, and officials are crediting working smoke alarms. The cause is still under investigation. Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki outlined a vision for the county that includes a big layout for law enforcement. In his first State of the County address last night, Malicki unveiled plans for a 50,000-square-foot public safety hub. The project would fully refurbish the existing 40-year-old patrol station and add a new 30,000-square-foot expansion. The Coast Guard is warning Lake Michigan beachgoers to stay alert for three missing pieces of pyrotechnics that could wash ashore. They went missing after a military exercise off Milwaukee's coast earlier this month. The silver cylinder devices can produce intense heat and red smoke if disturbed. One device was already found at Montrose Beach in Illinois. Three remain unaccounted for. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers complete the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another dramatic win for the crew. Last night it was Christian Yelich and a walk-off grand slam home run in extra innings. Today, Caleb Durbin with a sack fly to center field that drove in Sal Frelick in the bottom of the 10th. The final, the Brewers beating the Red Sox 6-5 at AmFam Field, completing a three-game sweep of Boston. The team has tomorrow off before heading to Philadelphia for a weekend series against a tough team, the Phillies. Here in Green Bay, Packers OTA continue on the offensive line with Elgton Jenkins holding out for a new deal. Right guard Sean Ryan moved over to center.
I think we're confident in him. He's been training like this for a couple years now. So one of the benefits I would say that we do in regards to how we practice by splitting the fields up, you're going to get more reps in less amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of tape to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 50s. A pop-up shower or two tomorrow afternoon, more clouds and highs in the low 60s. Warmer temperatures for this weekend, highs climb through the 60s into the 70s. It's 60 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1964.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1964. Back in 1964, if you wanted to send a message, you had three choices. Write a letter, use a telephone, which was mounted to the kitchen wall, or yell across the street. No texting, no emojis, just pure analog frustration. Gas was 30 cents a gallon. You could fill your tank, buy a burger, and still have change from a $5 bill. Today, $5 gets you a bottle of Smart Water and you're still thirsty. On the radio in 1964, we were listening to Roy Orbison, Oh Pretty Woman. It's WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
it's Roy Orbison and Oh Pretty Woman. This was Orbison's last big hit. His career faded fast, but it was revived in the 80s when prominent musicians like Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, and George Harrison cited him as an influence and invited him to join various projects. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and joined the Traveling Wilburys with Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, George Harrison, and Jeff Lynne. As he was enjoying his career revival, he died of a heart attack on December 6, 1988, at the age of 52. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. February 9th, 1964, the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City. The Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Thank you.
1964, it's the Beatles, and I Should Have Known Better on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1964. That song was done in three takes on Tuesday, February 25th, 1964, but it didn't end there. They completely remade it the next day. The take you hear on that record is take number 22. 1964 featured a presidential election. It was LBJ, the sitting president, versus Barry Goldwater.
When somebody tells you he's for Barry Goldwater, you ask him which Barry Goldwater he's for. Is he for the one who said, we must make the fullest possible use of the United Nations? Or is he for the one who said, the United States no longer has a place in the UN?
On the radio in 1964, we were listening to The Beach Boys, Fun, Fun, Fun. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Look like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. Well, she got her daddy's car, and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. In 1964, cars were made of steel, weighed as much as small tugboats, and came with ashtrays the size of cereal bowls. Seatbelts were optional, smoking was stylish, and cup holders hadn't been invented yet because people were too busy holding a cigarette in one hand and a stick shift in the other. On the big screen in 1964, we were watching Peter Sellers. The Pink Panther movie made its way to the big screen in 1964. Going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1964. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. It's time to bring back that showroom shine. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue specializes in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coating, and removing those pesky light scratches. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best. Professional Detail. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Summer's almost here, and at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
I've got some.
The Temptations and My Girl on WRJN. You know who must have really loved The Temptations? The Rolling Stones must have really loved The Temptations because they recorded that song and released it on their Flowers compilation in June of 1967. The Stones also covered The Temptations' Ain't Too Proud to Beg and Just My Imagination in 1974 and 1978, respectively.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Soon my tears, they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday. Leftover memories of Sunday. Always spent with you before the clouds appear to took away my sunshine.
Be days like this, my mama said.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. Don will have with him Autumn Lattimore from Friends of the Library, and they'll talk about events coming to the Racine Public Library. That's tomorrow morning with Don Rosen between 6 and 9 on WRJN. And now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fire this morning at Hometown Meats in Kenosha was put out quickly. The butcher shop on 60th Street near 49th is right next door to a fire station. The store announced on social media that everyone is safe and that damage was contained. They did close up early for today, but say they'll reopen tomorrow. A kitchen fire on Carlisle Avenue in Racine was contained yesterday. Fire crews got to the home near Albert Street within a few minutes and quickly brought the fire under control. They rescued one pet and limited most of the damage to the kitchen. One person living there got out safely. The Racine Fire Department says there were working smoke alarms. A cause is under investigation. There are winter rules in golf and summer hours at the Village Hall. Starting Friday, Mount Pleasant Village Hall's summer hours begin. The only change is that through Labor Day, the village office will close at 1 on Friday. They're open all other days, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. If your allergies are acting up, there's something online for you. Read all about the seasonal changes and how you can find relief in a story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower possible this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight and a low in the low 50s. A pop-up shower or two tomorrow afternoon, more clouds and highs in the low 60s. Warmer temperatures for this weekend, highs climb through the 60s into the 70s. Right now it's 58.
Just can't live without you. I really want you ever known near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you ever known really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low.
Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and my friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Now, you and I used to do a morning show together at a different radio station.
And yes, we did. We had fun.
We had a lot of fun. I don't remember you being in the morning a big coffee drinker, but you do drink coffee, right?
I do drink coffee, and I love it.
Did you have it with you in the morning when we did this?
No, and you know why, Kurt?
Why?
Is because you would yell at me, no liquids in the studio.
No, wait a minute.
Yes,
I said no liquids without lids.
Oh, okay. Well, still. So
if you had a lid on it,
it's on my coffee.
If you had a lid on it, I had no problem with it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if I had lids, that's why you yelled at me.
How many? I didn't yell at you.
I joke.
How many cups of coffee would you say you drink on average a day?
About two, maybe
two. Okay.
Maybe not even that, but I know I have one for sure. And
it says here drinking six cups of what? Coffee a day is bad for us. Oh, well, I can imagine.
Duh. Dirt to dirt.
Doesn't say anything about two. So
yeah, and sometimes I like an iced coffee, you know, with a little, like, you know who has a really good iced coffee is McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it's just a little cream and a little flavoring, and oh, it tastes so good. Sometimes, and like, oh, right now, maybe I'll go get one in the afternoon.
When did you start drinking coffee? Like, at what age would you think?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I was in college.
Okay.
Maybe. And I didn't drink it to stay awake. I drank it because I liked the taste of it.
Yeah. See, I don't like I like the smell of it. I don't like the taste of it.
Oh, the smell right as you open up the bag or the can of coffee. Oh, and it just like, you click it and it just opens up and you get this smell. It's so nice. Ah,
My mother-in-law always told my wife that she would start drinking coffee in college, and she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't start. She drinks coffee now, but maybe only for the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years, something like that. Yeah. She just kind of started.
And as I got older, of course, I drank more, and it wasn't like a staple every day when I was younger, especially when I was raising kids. I didn't make a pot of coffee or anything like that in the morning. But I think it's one of the things that I love most in this world.
All right. Well, according to this study, don't drink six cups. Apparently five is fine.
Oh, okay. Or five and a half.
Yeah, five and a half. Just
sorry.
Not six.
I can't do that.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJM.
Hey, go stupid.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Sloopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
There you go. A little CCR for you. Traveling band on WRJN. And the Racine Raiders have a special kickoff this Saturday. Special time. 5:45 pregame. 6 o'clock kickoff as the Racine Raiders are going to be in Detroit to take on the Ravens. Don Wadowitz will have the play-by-play for you this Saturday evening. Racine Raiders football brought to you this year by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmus and Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, and by Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and of course by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Racine Raiders this Saturday and all season long on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. It's time to bring back that showroom shine. Professional Detail on Lathrop Avenue specializes in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coating, and removing those pesky light scratches. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best. Professional Detail. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. 45,000 square feet of indoor water park fun. Thrilling water slides, activity pool, indoor-outdoor hot tub, a giant dump bucket, and an awesome arcade. It's water park fun for the whole family. Come for the day or book an entire weekend away. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Palestinian representative to the UN broke down today as he described the more than 1,000 children killed in Gaza since Israel resumed airstrikes in March.
The images of mothers embracing their motionless bodies, caressing their hair, talking to them, apologizing to them, is unbearable.
Israel claimed today it killed a Hamas leader in one of the strikes, Mohammed Sinwar. Rami Innocencio reports he was the younger brother of a Hamas leader killed last year.
One of the masterminds of October 7th, those terror attacks back in 2023. He's also has risen through the ranks, through the military wing, and has been a commander.
President Trump was sounding confident today about a nuclear deal with Iran, despite Israel's concerns. Linda Kenyon has that.
President Trump says he warned Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu not to strike Iran as long as nuclear talks continue.
Yeah, I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president added a very strong document could settle the dispute over Iran's nuclear program.
Well, we can go in with inspectors. We can take whatever we want. We can blow up whatever we want.
Meanwhile, the head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Group calls the continuing negotiations a good sign. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In northern Arkansas, there is a massive search underway for an escaped prisoner, a former police chief convicted of rape and murder.
The town's kind of, everybody's hunked down. I think it kind of spooked some people.
CBS's Ian Lee is following the search.
There are multiple agencies on the ground, and they're throwing everything they